Pennies for Hitler, written by Jackie French and read by Humphrey Bell. Papa waited for them in the echoing foyer of the university. All the buildings in the university looked like they had been made for giants. Stone faces with tongues poking out, or long hooked noses, stared down from the tops of the buildings around the quadrangle. Papa said the stone heads were called gargoyles. Georg liked the one with round cheeks best. The others made him shiver. A fascinated shiver, as though the gargoyles knew something that the small humans below them did not. Sometimes he imagined that when all the people were gone at night, the gargoyles made faces at each other and yelled insults across the grass. Papa kissed Mutti's cheek and patted Georg on the back. "You look very fine," he said. "I've reserved you seats in the front row." He led the way up, up, up the two flights of broad stone stairs and through the big wooden doorway into the hall. The hall was full of women sitting in silk dresses and hats like Mutti's, with a sprinkling of proud fathers, too. Georg stared out the long windows at the tops of the trees outside, then up at the dragons and knights with swords painted on the ceiling. He had hoped the hall might have a clock where a knight chased a dragon when the clock struck the hour, like the one down in the quadrangle, but there was only a portrait of the Führer on the wall by the stage. Georg wondered what the Führer was doing today. It would be something grand. Already he had reclaimed Austria and the Sudetenland for Germany, and Czechoslovakia again, and pushed the arrogant French from the Vaterland. Georg thought of the soldiers in the newspaper. Maybe even now they were marching into Poland to free the Germans in Danzig. Herr Dr. Schoener said that Danzig was a German town, even though it was in Poland. Soon the Führer would free Danzig too. Mutti sat next to Frau Dr. Hansmeier, who smelled of peppermint drops. Georg wriggled into the chair next to her. His legs dangled. He hoped he would start growing soon. "I'll see you later," said Papa softly. Then he was gone, his black academic gown swishing around his trouser legs. Georg watched the students stand in a line in their new black robes. The university orchestra began to play. Gliddle, gliddle, gliddle went the violins. Bum-pa went the tuba. The university lecturers strode in, the rector in his red robe, the Herr Doctors and professors in their black. Papa looked straight ahead until he was level with Georg and Mutti, then turned and winked as he passed.